Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
1 o'clock hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Fricke with you from the Northern Kia Studios, 404-726-0929. Talking about Braves tonight, going for a home sweep of the MESS. The Metropolitans, by the way, which is where Mets came from, New York Metropolitans. The Metropolitans are, they've lost five in a row. So, and you can see that they're making all kinds of mistakes out there, you know, the catcher face mask thing, base running mistakes left and right, and the Braves are making all-star plays. I mean, if you didn't know nothing about these two teams prior to the last two games and hadn't seen them all year and didn't know anything and just watched the last two games, and I told you, you would say, oh, yeah, the Braves are killing, yeah, and the Mets stink. Yeah, I mean, so maybe Strider can shut them down tonight. We get some more big hits and sweep these guys ahead of the 7-game road trip, because the Braves will go out over the weekend down to Miami, and then they'll head up to Nueva Yorka and play the Mets in 4 at Citi Field. So let's see what they can do here. And 2-0 on the 13-game run here. Let's make it 3-0. Let's keep this going here. 404-726-0929. Do you think the Braves are back? After the win last night, some people got on my socials, we're back. Do you think they're back? I don't think they're back. But I think they're playing better. I think a couple of guys are playing at elite levels. Right fielder and the starting pitcher last night, and the Cy Young and the MVP guy, they're doing their thing. They're playing at the Cy Young and MVP level. Right now, I think Ronald Acuna Jr., right now, flash moment here, is playing better than any player in baseball. And I don't think that's a stretch to say. Matter of fact, I think it's true. Wouldn't say it if it wasn't. What do you have to say about that? So you can jump in on that. Hawks have solved, or at least temporarily, at least for now, their front office. Ansi Salay, the general manager, hiring Bryson Graham and Peter Dinwiddie to run operations and strategy. So now the front office is in place. We are 6 days until the NBA draft next Wednesday night. What will the Hawks do? Should they do ahead of the draft? Should they do anything or just use 13 and 22 and bolster their bench that way? 404-726-0929. You can always talk football. Gates have opened at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for Messi against some team in, where did you say they were, Portugal or someplace? Oh,
FC
doesn't
Porto.
Matter. Yeah, okay, whatever.
FC Porto.
Okay. And then the game Sunday night, which is Manchester City, is, who the hell are they playing?
Oh, who's Man City something. Playing? It's some team from like the UAE or something like that. They just lost 5-0 to Juventus. So a lot of fireworks on one side probably.
Yeah, I saw that there was like Bayern Munich played like some team from New Zealand and it was like 10-0. I was like, okay.
Bayern Munich is one of the best teams in the world pretty much every single year. They're like right up there with like the Barcelonas, the Real Madrids, and like the best teams in the world, you know. So that's some of these are. It's just not really a fair competition. But Real Madrid just was held to a draw. Real Madrid just drew with somebody, like a 1-1 draw. Chelsea only won 2-0. You know.
Yeah, but I think some of those teams are probably, you know, they're also not playing their they're elite elites and they're, you know.
No, they are. No, they are.
And by the way, Chelsea was just toying the other night. I mean, it was just, it was 2-0, but it could have been 7 or 8 if they wanted it to be. It was like, you know, just take it easy, guys. We're not going to, you know, it got, once they got up, it was like they just put the brakes on. They're like, we're just going to kind of slough through this because you don't want to wear your guys out.
No. So there's a $1 billion, billion dollars that FIFA was handing out to these clubs. I think half of it was effectively going out to them for just showing up with their starters and players, you know, because they're really trying to grow this tournament. They expanded it from 7 teams up to 32. So maybe it's an oversaturation. I think they grew a little too fast personally, but, you know, they're trying to grow the game, and that's what they're trying to do, and we'll see if it happens.
We'll see what we get when we get down to, like, the quarters, the semis, and, you know, we get real matchups. You know, if we get, you know, Bayern Munich and PSG, and we get, you know, Man City and Real, or we get Juventus and Chelsea. If we get real matchups, then the fans show up at decent times. See, it'd be interesting to see what kind of crowd they get for Messi and Inter Miami today. Game starting at 3:00 at Mercedes-Benz. They've been complaining about the crowds, but then again, when you're playing at 3:00 in the afternoon, I know today's a holiday, so there's a little bit of that, and it is messy, so maybe they'll have, but again, 3:00 in the afternoon on just that straight Monday the other day with Chelsea, it was like, oh, come on. You know, what's the crowd going to be like for essentially a 9:15 kickoff on Sunday night for Man City? I mean, 9:15 is a, people got to work the next day, and you're not starting till 9:15 at night, so I don't know, we'll see. Because they had a game in Orlando, I want to say yesterday or day before, maybe yesterday. They said there were like 2,000 people there. I looked at the pictures and I'm like, yeah, I'm not sure there are 2,000 people there. Middle of the day in Orlando. I was like, yeah, I don't think so. Really not good. We go to Chuck. He's on with John. Hey, Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? You know me well, John, pretty much well. I'll make some real quick comments. First on the Hawks. I wish they'd just be patient, go try to get some draft picks and be patient. All the changing and trading and doing stuff, that doesn't give any continuity. So you need that as a good team. In reference to the Braves, the talent, they've always had the talent, and they've been doing, they just haven't put it together. Baseball is a majorly mental game also, and you need to let people be used to hitting where they're hitting. Yeah, put all of these back at second. He's a switch hitter, so you can't pitch around them. And that makes people feel better. If Michael Harris is comfortable at 9, put him at 9. And my last comment, John, is you ran a couple of people off the air. That, you know, you said they was made some bad comments, and that's true. But who holds your colleagues in place when y'all make, you know, really, really bad comments? As for one that you made to me, that, hey, maybe we'll make Ronald Acuna gain 25 pounds and be the DH. To protect itself. I mean, come on. And last night I had to switch from the Braves broadcast to the Mets broadcast because Glavin and Franco, they talk so much junk, and they shouldn't. Glavin,
well, that's the way. Hang on. Man, that's not. That's an opinion.
Yeah.
Are you going to let me talk, or are you just going to talk over me, Chuck? I mean, I guess you don't. You're just going to let me. Yes, you are.
No, I'm listening.
Right, so,
I'm listening.
Are you? Or are you just talking? Okay.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
Well, you have to stop talking to listen. I have my own opinions. Yes, I made an opinion that you may disagree with. Again, we can disagree without being disagreeable. That,
correct.
And if he gets hurt again, they're going to have to really revisit this. I said Ronald Acuna was going to choose what Ronald Acuna wanted to do when he came back, and they were going to have to allow him to do that. But maybe it was worth at least having a conversation with him to get him to be bigger and stronger, to consider left field, to consider maybe DHing some later in his career, to turn him into a home run hitter, and to have him steal less bases, to put less wear and strain on his body. Left field was an option. I think those are still on the table as he grows older into his role. For the time being, that's so. Did I make those statements? Of course, because those statements are fundamentally true, in my opinion. The people that kept that were bounced off the air made horrifically awful. One was racist statements.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care if you have an opinion I don't agree with. I mean, you don't agree with my opinion on that. That's fine. We can disagree. But that's just my opinion.
I want to come back to something agreeable with you, John, since we usually don't agree on a lot of stuff, but we do agree on a lot of the major stuff for Atlanta sports. Because I've been talking to you since, you know, Hugh Days and even before that. I listen all over. I got a special situation where I get to hear the radio shows all different days and a lot of stuff on the Odyssey app. So I love it. But I want to say we do have something in common. I got a speeding ticket at 103 back in the 80s on 20. And I ran right by the state patrol, and I just pulled over and got on the back of the car and just sat there. He came around the corner shocked that I know I cannot run the helicopter. He said, well, I'm not going to take you to jail since you stopped, but I'm going to take your license and suspend it, and you have a good day, a $330 ticket. So I could have wished I was at 104 so I wouldn't have been tired with you, Judge. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, I got popped at 103. But, you know, look, hey, listen, they didn't take my license. But I had to go to that day-long Saturday driving school thing, you know. You got to do what you got to do to keep it off my insurance.
Yeah, I didn't have to do that. I just had to pay a ticket. And the funny thing is they said, well, you get to go to work and school and whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's great.
They didn't take my license, so I guess that was a positive. You know, of course I didn't live in Arizona, so I mean, yeah. maybe that helped or something. Thanks, Chuck. Do appreciate 404-726-0929. Again, we can all disagree, and it's fine. I mean, my opinion on Ronald Acuna is just an opinion. You know, I think at some point they will have to reimagine Ronald Acuna. If he gets injured again, they're absolutely going to have to do it. You know, but let's hope and pray. Like, I started the show with a prayer here. You know, dear gods of baseball, you know, that say that Atlanta can't have nice things. Please let Acuna Matata, you know, stay healthy for, you know, 10 years in the name of Nakahoma. Amen. You know, I mean, let's just, because right now, again, he's the best player in baseball. Flash, at the moment, there's nobody playing better baseball than Ronald Acuna. It just isn't. I mean, he walks in after 20 games, yeah, I'm the best player here. Okay. The unofficial scribe of the show, this ought to be interesting, is Gage. Hello, Gage.
Hey, that's right now. I just wrote her down. You are saying that Acuna is better than Otani and Aaron Judge. Right now, you're saying that. I'm writing it down. Acuna is better.
He's playing better than anybody right now, this moment.
Nope. He is a better baseball player. Just let's write it down. You're going to say Acuna is better than Judge or Otani?
Bam. Yeah, I think he have 40-70. Is either of those guys have 40-70?
You also said Sale is better than Skubal.
This is a flash moment. I mean, right now, man, over the last
You just don't know. You just talk too much. You talk too much. I don't know how you've had your job for 15 years, allegedly.
All right, it's been 46, but okay.
Wait,
national TV, 46 years, yeah.
How are they better?
I said over the last few games here in this flash,
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Wait, hey, stop, Gage.
You said at the moment.
Gage, stop, Gage, stop.
See, this is how it happens.
Gage, stop.
You do not know what you're talking about.
Gage, stop. Hey, Gage, listen, stop. All right, Gage, shut up. Get off my ear. If you're not going to stop and shut up, because you're just an idiot, Gage. Garrett, what did I say about Chris Sale and Ronald Acuna? Clearly, what did I say?
So
over the past six games.
Yeah, and I also want to cite this. Mark Bowman tweeted this. Acuna's MLB ranks going back to his May 23rd season debut. So batting average, he's 390. This was, I believe, today. Yeah, so batting average, 393. He's second in Major League Baseball. His on-base percentage is .495. It's first in baseball. His slugging percentage is .720. It's first in baseball. His home runs, he's hit 8. That's fourth in baseball. His OPS is 1.215. That's first in baseball. That's Ronald Acuna since he came back to the Atlanta
this
Braves.
Flash moment, right? This flash moment. Gage is just too stupid to understand this. Flash moment of this period of time, he's been the best player in the game. But Gage is just not smart enough to realize what I just said. Over his last two starts, nobody in baseball has pitched better than Chris Sale. He's been that dominant. But Gage is not smart enough to realize this. That dude. He's got cotton in his ears, and he can't figure out basic rudimentary things. How do I keep my job? Because, Gage, I'm pretty damn good at it. That's how. Sports Radio, 92 on the game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Midday show on Sports Radio 92 on the game from the Northern Kia Studios. John Fricke with you on this June 19th. And Andy Randy be back 10 to 2 tomorrow. I'll be here noon to 4 on Saturday. That's a warning for Gage. Gage, dude. See, I would say we can disagree without being disagreeable, but Gage doesn't understand that. He's just disagreeable because he's a special kind of stupid. I can't ever get it out of him, Garrett, as to what kind of a fan he is. He's not an Atlanta fan. That's obvious because, you know, we can all disagree. One thing true about Atlanta fans is that by and large, and this has always been something that I've been sort of, not proud, but, really happy about with Atlanta fans is that by and large through all of our ups and downs, mostly downs, we've kind of all stood, shoulder to shoulder, side by side, and we're not jerks about it. But boy, fans in certain cities, Philadelphia, New York, LA's got a run of fans that you wouldn't think. You would think it's kind of laid back in LA. And oh, no, no. There's a run of fans in LA because LA has a, it's so, they're so different. Having worked in New York and having worked in Los Angeles, and to have been in both towns to kind of, get the vibe of both towns. Obviously, they're totally different towns. And they have this incredible rivalry that's, sparked by, like, the World Series, like when the Dodgers and Yankees meet up. But they are, on one hand, totally different. On the other, they're really the same. And the sameness comes in this really hoity-toity, you know, very narrow-minded bubble that they live in. TMZ, okay? Everybody's heard of TMZ. Garrett, do you know, this is not trivia time, but do you know what TMZ stands for?
No, actually, now that I didn't mention it.
It stands for 30-mile zone, okay? 30-mile zone. And it was something that was coined, you know, in the TMZ. That's how they got their name, but it was a saying prior to TMZ coming around in L.A. You know, did it happen in the TMZ? In other words, in the 30-mile zone around the center of Los Angeles, that's where the world is, in the TMZ. If it didn't happen in the TMZ, it doesn't happen. All that matters in the world is what happens in the TMZ. And the New York is the same way. If it doesn't happen in the five boroughs, if it happens in Jersey, it doesn't count, okay? And, you know, if it doesn't happen in the five, if it happens in Suffolk County, it doesn't count. Forget about it if it happens in Atlanta. So if it doesn't happen in the five boroughs, it doesn't count, okay? They live in bubbles, okay? I don't have to explain this to people. I think that there's an understanding that New York is a bubble, that LA is a bubble, and they live in these bubbles, and the rest of us are flyover country, and these bubbles feed off each other, and they become these breeding grounds of just kind of weird, strange viewpoints on life, because they don't know, like, it's like the Stephen King novel, The Dome, you know, Under the Dome, because they live in this dome and they don't know anything outside of the dome. And you're like, yeah, you would talk to people there and we go, well, yeah, but that's not what is really going on out here in the rest of the country. Yeah, but it doesn't matter what's going on in the rest of the country. It only matters what's happening here. Oh, okay. That's how they think. If it doesn't have, that's all that matters. You know? So, okay. Just understand that LA and New York are totally different, and yet on one level, they're exactly the same. If it doesn't happen there, then it doesn't exist. It's weird. But when you're there, if you ever spend, and I'm not talking about, say, if you ever live there, because when you live there, after a while, you start to see things that you wouldn't see just visiting for, you know, a week. You start to see things, and after 4 or 5 months, 6 months, you start, and, okay, I understand this now. And then after a year, you're going, okay, I really get this now. You know, it's a bubble, and you guys live in a bubble. And you don't understand anything that's going out there. One of the things that was true about LA is that, you know, USC, for those of you who don't know, the University of Spoiled Children, the USC is huge, okay? UCLA is not. I mean, I'm not talking about size or anything. USC football is ginormous in terms of its popularity. UCLA is an afterthought, okay? It's like Tennessee and Vanderbilt. No offense, Vanderbilt fans. In Tennessee, there's Tennessee, and then there's like Vandy, okay? That's USC and UCLA. People in LA are like, there's another school besides USC? USC football is huge. I try and explain this to people down here in the South. Hey, you know, USC is as popular in Los Angeles as Georgia and Atlanta, as, you know, Tennessee and Knoxville. I mean, it's super. It's there. You got a huge fan base, okay? And it's, they got lots and lots of, they got millions of, and they are super popular, USC, okay? Because they've been so good for so long. And so there's USC, and then there's the afterthought that's, UCLA's over here. There's not much of a rivalry. There is, but there's not really much of one. It's all USC, okay? University of Spoiled Children. But USC fans think that they are the biggest and the baddest and the best, and they can't understand for love nor money how Georgia or Alabama, certainly not Clemson, in their words, you know, podunk school in the corner of Northwest South Carolina, we're USC. Oh, I mean, that's how they view themselves, and they can't understand for nothing. They're going, here's some podunk school, you know. And they really look down their noses at everybody. Bobby's with us. Yeah, it's a different world. Hey, Bobby, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm glad you took my call, man. You know, I know you don't need me to defend you, but I'm a big-time Brave fan. I actually went to the game last night. And to that fan that said, is Acuna as good as Ohtani and Judge? In my opinion, Acuna is the best player in baseball. And the reason why I say that is because he can do so much stuff on the field. Like you said, he can hit homers, he can steal bases, and he got a rocket of an arm out there. So in my opinion, he is the best, or at least in the top three, of the players, best player in baseball. And there's nothing wrong with us saying that, because he has that kind of talent. Now, Ohtani, he can pitch, so of course, Acuna don't pitch. So that what makes him a little different. But if you just scrape baseball talent, it's A and B, you know.
Well, and not only is that. I mean, right? Not Bobby. Not only is he right there with Judge. Yeah, Judge, Ohtani. You know, now a healthy Mike Trout, Acuna. I mean, we're talking the elite of the elite here. In this little period of time, this is what Gage couldn't wrap around his walnut-sized brain. Yeah. I said in this flash. Flash means now. It means this point in time.
Yeah,
I'm not looking over the last year because he was injured, but since he's come back this far, he's been the best player in the game for this period of time. And to not understand that he has, well, of course, because it's true. And so to be so ignorant as to not understand that in this period of time that that happens to be a true statement, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe we should let Acuna pitch.
Yeah. I mean, he probably had the ability to do it. But, you know, I got the land yesterday. Well, like I said, I got to go to the game, and I actually got to see him hit a home run. I told my wife right before. I said, he was one of my favorite players. I never seen him hit a home run live. And I seen that, like, oh, man, the first pit, boy. And, you know, he's a superstar. Like I said, he's the kind of person, like Matt Jones said, hey, you go to the game, and you don't never know what can happen, but you know something special can happen. And I told my wife at the game, we almost got to see a complete game. That hardly ever happened these days. So Chris said he been on his game too. But I am afraid, like I was telling the fans that were saying this to me, they were shocked I know a lot about baseball. I was saying that we got to get Harris and Abby to be able to use their legs and get on base and bunt and stuff, because they're giving them the hits. And what they're going to start doing, they're going to start pitching around Acuna. And if he got nobody to protect him or nobody on base, then he's not being able to maximize the damage he could cause. Because I looked at the scoreboard last night, and he was a bad 400 at one time. And I'm like, man, you got a hitter like that, man. You ain't going to let that person beat you. So those other guys, they got to do their job in the sense of, okay, we know we got a great player on our team. In order to get the most out of him, we need to use what our ability of. If they're giving us a hit down third base line, at least attempt to put it down there. But, Ron, use your speed and get on base. And the more people we get on base, like they put base run in front of Barry Bonds, that's why he was able to do damage. Because they're going to just start pissing around him. But anyway, it's nice talking to you, man. I always like talking to you. So God bless you, man.
Thank you, Bobby. Do appreciate it. Yeah, no, this is why I think you got to really look at, you know, if PEPFAR can do something. 8 and 9 become really important. You can't just throw them away. They're the guys who are batting front of Ronald Acuna. Garrett, Ronald Acuna as a pitcher. Should we just let him try it just for grins?
Maybe it's one of those situations where, I guess, what is it, when you have position players pitching when you're up 25 runs or something like that?
Well, I mean, what do you think he does on the gun?
I bet he's got a cannon. I mean, you've seen what
he's got to touch 100, right?
I have no idea. That's a great question. I ultimately don't know what he would max out at on a mound, but maybe if the team is up
big, not low 90s, not with that arm. I don't know. I just thought, boy, wouldn't it be? It just sort of Bobby said it. I went, wait, what if we let Acuna pitch? I wonder if he's ever tried. He has to have, right? I mean, because I was that guy when I was young. I played baseball to junior college. And when I was a kid, I was a bigger kid. I was, you know, I'm 6'2 now. I mean, but I'm older. But I was always the tallest kid in the class. And so, you know, when I was in 11, 12, 13, I was the pitcher. I was the cleanup hitter. You know, I mean, that was a little league. You know, on my team, I was a pitcher and the cleanup hitter. I was that guy. And so, But, you know, that's what happens in Little League, you know, and so that's why it doesn't really happen in, you know, the majors. Ohtani is obviously a freak of nature. I take nothing away from Shohei Ohtani or Aaron Judge. They're great players. I just happen to say in this little flash period, I mean, Acuna's right. Who's the best player in the game? Okay, well, it could be Shohei Ohtani. It could be Aaron Judge. It could be Ronald Acuna Jr. But if you don't think he's in the discussion here and merits the weight of it, you're just 40-70. Ohtani's 50-50. His 40-70. Which is more 40-70 in my world? Scott's with us. Hey, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Hey, John. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. I just have more of a comment, really. I've called your show plenty of times. I've been a listener to you for many years now. And as far as Gage goes and, you know, that other caller that last Saturday, I believe it was, I mean, you've been on a roll lately with these callers, but very entertaining to say the least. But the comment I wanted to make was, I don't always agree with you on a lot, but I do find myself wanting to listen to your show. So just wanted to give you a compliment because even though I don't agree with you all the time, I do like to hear what you have to say about it. So I think that's what makes a good broadcaster, radio announcer, TV analyst. So I just wanted to tell you that, and that's what keeps me coming back to listening to your show. As far as what Gage was trying to say, even though I don't agree with him, I can understand the route he was taking, which doesn't really have what to do with what you were saying, because you were saying that, you know, the course of a certain amount of games, and I think he was thinking more in general terms, but regardless of that, you're really splitting hairs when it comes to Judge, Ohtani, and Acuna. I think Judge and Ohtani are more eye-popping home run numbers, but I think Acuna might be the more well-rounded player from the offensive standpoint. Ohtani does bring that pitching side to it, but you're really just splitting hairs at that point. All of them, like you said, are elite, and they're all game-changers to an extent. But all that to say is what I wanted to say earlier, which is I do appreciate your show. I do listen to you as often as I can. And we've had some passionate debates over my calls that I've made. But I always like to hear what you have to say. And thank you for being on the show. And
see, but I love passionate debate. And I appreciate that a lot,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah,
but
don't
I love passionate.
Callers.
Yeah, you know, and I don't. Trust me. It's just don't be a Richard. And he's, you know, this guy's a Richard. Don't do that. I mean, we can have passionate debates. I have passionate debates with Keith and with Tim and with Scott and with a lot of guys. Just don't be a Richard. I mean, that's all. A passionate debate is a good thing. I enjoy, one of the reasons I do this is because I enjoy passionate debate. I'll tell you, I have passionate, I want to talk about passionate debates. You ask Garrett. Abe Gordon and I will go round and round. But that's one of the things I love about talking to Abe. If he doesn't see it my way, I don't see it his. That's fine. We're both just making our case on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
One of the things I've always appreciated throughout my 46 years in this business is a diversity of opinion. Now, I have worked at some places where they don't like diversity of opinion. They don't value it. One of the reasons I don't work at those places anymore. Okay. And this is the great thing about talk radio, too, as a medium. Of all the things that I've done, pretty much everything there is to do in this business. Anchored television, reported, play-by-play, you know, I mean, you name it. I've hosted pre- and post-game shows. I've pretty much done everything in the business, you know, in sports, radio, and television. My favorite thing to do is to host shows just like this where I'm hosting, you know, essentially by myself, and I don't mean that in any disrespect to Gary Chapman, and talking to you and having conversations with you because I want to have spirited conversations. I want to hear what you have to say. Again, we may disagree. And it's just kind of like I was mentioning Abe was coming up at the top of the hour. Abe's a guy who's a very detail-oriented. He's really smart. He's the trivia expert of the he's probably the best sports trivia guy I've ever known. I mean, he's as close to the Schwab as anybody I've actually known in person. I mean, he's that smart. But he's a real detail guy. Which is great. We need detail guys. Don't get me wrong. But that's what, and I'm not. I am like the antithesis of a detail guy, okay? I'm a 30,000 foot guy. The details themselves bore me. It's like, okay, I really don't care about the details. The details are irrelevant. Now, they're not important to me. I'm not a process guy, okay? I am not a process guy. The process is not where I'm at. I'm at, okay, how do we get from point A to point B? How do we get from where the Braves are to being good, okay? I take leaps. How do we get college football? There's a guy, you and I, Garrett, were talking about Josh Pate from CBS, right? And Josh Pate is out there. He's been with CBS forever. He knows a lot about college football. And you say you tend to align with Josh Pate on a lot of his opinions, correct?
Garrett stepped out. It's actually Abe right now.
Oh, Garrett stepped out. Well, hello, Abe. How are you?
What's happening? Yeah, he had to go get lunch at some point, so I'm holding it down.
Well, hell, this is a surprise. It's a good one.
I got the show coming up. I'd be here eventually, right?
Well, I know. I just didn't know I'd get a chance to talk to you. I guess since I brought your name up, we could talk about that. We were just talking about it with this one caller who called in and didn't understand what I was talking about. I said, you know, I was said to him, Abe, in this flash period of time since Acuña came back, he's been the best player in the game. And he's like, you are such an idiot. You think he's better than Otani? You know what the hell you're talking about? How are you on the air? And I'm like, okay, in this period of time, we could have a debate about Otani and Judge, Mike Trout, who's healthy, and Acuña, and where they kind of all rank. But just, he's been the best player over the last couple of weeks in the game. That's opinion. And then I got to expand it out here about, you know, my old statement is, you know, disagreeing without being disagreeable. And one of the reasons that I enjoy so much talking to you is that we have spirited debate because you see things differently than I do. And it forces and challenges me to try to think outside my, which is, you know, kind of big picture. And I hope I can force you out of your comfort zone, which is you are in the finer, you get the detail, you A, B, C. If I want to know A, B, C, D, E, F, G, that's you. You know it, you've got it, you're on lock. And because I go A, C, G. That's how I do. You're like, you skipped over. I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't care about that stuff. Which drives you nuts. I know it does. He's nodding his head. It does. It drives him crazy. How you been?
I'm doing well, man. Can't complain. Just getting ready for my show and going to echo a couple of the things you've talked about and go elsewhere at times as well.
Yeah. I was telling, just on an unrelated subject here, I was telling Garrett, 65 days to college football. I have so much college football stuff that I wanted to get to that I'm not going to get to today. Probably with the draft coming up and everything else that's going on, I'm not going to get to a whole lot of it before, probably after the 4th of July. But that opening, that Saturday, Abe, have we ever seen a better opening kind of, when you talk Texas at Ohio State, Alabama at Florida State, LSU at Clemson as a triple header on the opening Saturday, big Saturday of the season. Oh, Abe, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not going to go too hard in on that Alabama-Florida State game. We'll see if that one's a good game like the first and third ones you mentioned.
Well, yeah, but it's at Doak Campbell. We don't know what Alabama's quarterbacking situation is. They were not very good on the road last year. We know that. Florida State's got something to prove. I don't know. It could be – they got
it
Thomas
could be good.
As a quarterback.
No, don't get me wrong. It could be good.
It could be. I'm interested enough to stay with it for a while, and unless it's not.
I guess what I mean is I'd be surprised if LSU Clemson or if Texas and the Buckeyes were blowouts. I don't think I'd be surprised if Alabama walked into Doak Campbell and took like a 24-point victory home. Like I don't buy.
You're right.
This was a team that probably should have fired their head coach. They had an insane run, obviously. They clearly made a mistake keeping Norvell. I think we know that now. And I just don't think Castellanos is the solve-all. It's just a Band-Aid on a gaping wound that I think is a very poorly populated roster. I just don't think Florida State's any good.
You may be absolutely right. Look, I said to somebody, we all said, okay, who's going to be this year's Indiana? Who's going to be this year's South Carolina? I said, well, it could be Indiana, South Carolina, but if you start to look outside the box, who's going to be this year's Arizona State? That also could be true. I mean, Sam Leavitt is back. One thing that's true is all three of those, Indiana, Clemson, and Arizona State, do have quality quarterbacks. It will be how good is Georgia Tech going to be?
Yeah, I would say when you're running through that list of teams, it may
Georgia Tech could be pretty damn good.
It could. Now, I think they also have the quarterback, and they've got to figure out some other stuff, though. They've got to get better in the trenches. They've got to get better in the secondary. They got to get off the field on third down. I think they're a program that's moved in the right direction. Are they ready for that step yet? I don't think so. I think they can probably sneak up and get someone. I think they can also get snuck up on. And so I think they're going to be very dangerous. I think they're going to be very good. I think they play the role of spoiler still for one more year before really taking a serious look at getting into the playoff field.
You know, the question becomes who's the second best team? On paper, who's the second best team in the ACC?
Who are you presuming is first? Clemson? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Clemson first.
Well, what's your boy Bill got there going at Chapel Hill?
Well, but he's got his girl, you know, running practice, so who the hell knows? I don't know what to make of Miami. They spent a lot of money, obviously, to get a lot of big-name players in there. How's Carson Beck going to be a quarterback down there? I think jury's still out on Mario Cristobal as a coach, in my opinion. So, I don't know. I mean, Miami should be really good.
Yeah.
They should be a 10-win team. But they always seem to manage to kick it out of their own way at some point in a critical situation.
Well, I think you're looking at SMU again as being dangerous.
Yeah,
and you,
well,
I know
Kevin Jennings,
you might be forgetting
sure.
that they are, as you know, in the ACC now.
I know.
interested to see what Louisville's got coming back, needing to replace a quarterback. And I think Syracuse replacing quarterback is fascinating as well. They took a big leap under Fran Brown last year. They got some more strong transfers and good recruits. I agree with you. Clemson is the class. After that, it could be Miami, but it could be a number of teams.
Yeah, it could be a number of teams. So I say the ACC is kind of wide open. It's sort of like in the Big Ten, I think Ohio State and Penn State are the class. I don't know yet what to make of Michigan because there's some talk about Bryce Underwood, being a little fat and lazy, and secondly, does he want to stay there? And so that this all doesn't, and of course, Moore is going to miss, two games. Anyway, he's going to miss a couple of games anyways, part of the penalty. Of course, they've survived that in the past when Harbaugh was out, and Moore did a great job. So, I don't know how the Big Ten stacks behind Ohio State and Penn State. I mean, Indiana's in the mix, sure, but then after that, who knows? Is UCLA, is Nico going to be any good? I know a lot of people are saying UCLA could be pretty good. And I'm like, well, okay. But you're asking Nico Iamaleava to actually be okay. I mean, I guess we'll see. How good is Oregon going to be? I think everybody assumes that they're going to be really good. But again, you're talking about with Dante Moore, a new quarterback. So whenever you put new quarterbacks in, see, that's one thing that I think just kind of largely when I start to, because I've been getting all the, preseason stuff done, Abe, is when we talk about, let's say, transfers and high recruits that are going to be starting at these schools, at Ohio State, at Alabama, at Florida State, at Miami, at Oregon, at these superpower teams that have these quarterbacks coming in, some are going to work and some are probably not. And the question is, you can't really know who's not going to work. And because I wouldn't have given you, I'll give you an example. Would you have given anybody a nickel that Bo Nix was going to turn into Bo Nix at Oregon when he left Auburn?
No, but I also did think it took the second year. Right? Like it did take a first year at Oregon for him to kind of settle in and take that leap as well. It took a while. First year was rough. Yeah.
The first year was a bit rough, especially that opening game, which was brutal. So that makes it difficult sometimes, to handicap things. The portals made it really hard to handicap college football because – yeah, again, who had Indiana, Arizona State, SMU in the playoff? Nobody. I mean, nobody.
To be fair, Garrett, who's back in studio now, and myself both had SMU as the surprise in the ACC last year. We thought it'd be under a different quarterback to criticize our own discussion. We thought Preston Stone would be leading that team to be the second best in the ACC, but both Garrett and I had SMU making noise. So that I will take credit for that. Garrett as well.
Okay. All right. So one out of three ain't bad. It's not a meatloaf song, but it's close. Because most of us were 0 out of three. And so there's going to be a team or two out there that does this. I'm not saying Florida State, but who knows? I'm not saying Georgia Tech, but who knows? Somebody is. By the way, let's not discount the leap South Carolina made last year. And so, how does South Carolina play into everything here? But I'll give you a team. How about Florida? I mean, if DJ Lagway, by the way, is he healthy, Abe?
He should be. I know we're all talking about the shoulder and all that. It's probably some overreactions, but, he was throwing last time I saw him, so hopefully.
I mean, if DJ Lagway takes another step in his growth, DJ Lagway up there with the best quarterbacks in the ACC. Hell, he might be right there with Arch Manning's SEC. What's to say that DJ Lagway can't be the best quarterback in the SEC? I mean, I think he's got serious. There are people talking up DJ Lagway like he could be a top five pick. And so, I mean, what if Florida takes that leap? They could. They got enough talent that if things fall right, next thing you know, the Florida Gators are going to be in the playoff. And would that shock you, Abe, as a Florida fan?
Yeah, it would. I think they have an incredibly difficult schedule. I think there's a lot of places they need serious steps forward in. I think the run game, I think the pass defense, the pass rush, the secondary all left quite a bit to be desired last year. And they're just not going to sneak up on teams. I know they caught Ole Miss last year at the right time We'll see if that happens again. It's just a tough schedule. I think the team will be better. I don't know if the record reflects it.
Hey, no, don't discount Garrett Nussmeier, by the way, over at LSU.
Oh, I don't discount. Well,
he may
be the best
player in the SEC.
He may. You know, I'm not. But I think Brian Kelly's also under a lot of fire here because I think he's got to win something. Or I think LSU fans are starting to get a little grumpy.
John Mateer as well. Washington State transfer, Oklahoma.
Right, but again, it's like Jackson Arnold at Auburn. I mean,
you got to remember they also paired him with Jaden Ott, the all-purpose back out of Cal. Right, I really like Oklahoma. Actually, I'm a huge fan. Yeah,
very interesting.
Yeah, they could be another
Diego
team.
Diego Pavia, come on, the killer man. That's the killer.
Yeah,
come on, man.
No,
throwing shots at Tennessee. Come on,
he's going to go to Alabama, and he's going to get. They're going to get so scorched at Alabama. I mean, Bama's out for that revenge. That could turn ugly early, sort of like my dating life. All right, so guys, you ought to talk off camera here, since the show's off camera, off mic, that the three of us ought to probably consider some point in August. Just we get one of my four-hour shows or something like that, and we all come on and we just do a four-hour college football thing, just the three of us.
I mean,
you talk about it.
You have our numbers. Just send us a text, man. We live in the technological age where this is possible.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Garrett. Thank you, Abe. Thanks to all of you. Yes, Gage, thanks to you too. Good Lord. Stand by. Abe Gordon is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.